Now the Mishnah says in the Flamed Daled, Oshem Toli Yisref. Let's say you brought a korban Oshem Toli, and then you shecht it. But before you made his rikas dam, you found out that you did not do a chet. So it comes out now it was like brought for nothing. Therefore, din is Yisrefu. We have you do I know you cover the din is you just have to bury it. It's not toin Yisrefu. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be a chat and soif habol a sofik? If you have a yoledis, a sofik, what you gave birth to, so a special aloch, you could bring a chat and soif even on a sofik. So aloch is tisarv though. Like shah kachim sulim, you have to burn them. Lamaisi can't eat it, because the sofik, maybe she's not mechuiv, and then the malik makes it into a novello. So aloch is ben yosofik kachim, you have to burn it. Rabbi Yudis says, no, yatilen liyomah. If you don't just take and throw it into this little spring of water that's going through in the Beis Hamikdash. And the time of you there is brought down to Raskanim, Pasuk says Vasarafta Sanoisa Vaishki Kaidishu, and if you the Dashins, Noises Visraifa, and not Khate Saifa Yoshim Toli Visraifa, so special Imud and his last two alochis, that if you don't and not twain Sraifa, they only turn like Furo to get rid of them. Now the Mishnah says, "Kol am nisrof, anything that's mechuyev sreifa, lo yikbor, you're not supposed to bury it, because there's a mitzvah to burn it, so don't just unbury it. And kol am yikbor, anything that's supposed to be buried, is also the chumra not to burn it, lo yisorfu. That's exactly galoch, because if it's minan yikborim, it's still also bano. If you burn it, people think it's minan nisrofim, and usually minan nisrofim becomes muta bano after the sreifa. But here, since it's not toin sreifa, it does not become muta bano. So therefore, the din is, do not burn it. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, if you want to be makra upon yourself, even though it's enough just to bury it, that if you want to burn what's supposed to be buried, Rashi, you're allowed to. He doesn't make this gzera to say people think it's mutabano. Or Mullah, the Chum said back to Rabbi Yehuda, no, and the mutl shal is not allowed to change around. That's the gzera to galocha. So if people see you burn it, they'll think, Lamaisa, it's muta bano after you burn it. Really, it's a loss of bano. Therefore, we do not want you to burn it. Now the Gemara says, Sayyir ha-nozir, you cover. The hero of a nozir, Mishnah says, it's also bano, you just have to bury it. Romi lay tovid Rav Nachman, tovid yaskashat Rav Nachman. Tanan, we learn like this. Sayyir ha-nozir, the hero of a nozir, you cover. You have to bury it. So Utanan will Urimino have a question. It says Ha'irig Molly Hasit, if somebody weaves in his beged a length of a thread, mitzema bechor, where they use the wool of a bechor, the beged in the clothing. Yidlok, you have to burn the beged, you have to burn the cloth. Since the bechor is also bano, it's kochemu, so if we have to burn the sol beged, and we'll soon see why it's not bottom bereif. What about Niseir Hanozir? You take the hair from a nozir, or petach amor, the sack you take the hair, the petach amor, make a sack out of it. Is yidlik a sack, you have to burn it. So here you see, the hair of a nozir is toin tsreifa. Not like our mission, it says it's only toin kfura. So my answer is all malay, kan ben nozir tomei, kan ben nozir tor. Our mission is talking about a nozir tomei, when you cut his hair, there's no mitzvah to burn the hair. But the Bryce is talking about a nozir tor, the other Torah says it's supposed to take his hair and burn it. The Torah says, Punasat valesh, that's by Sayyid Nozir, that's by Sayyid Nozir Tahor. But by Tomei doesn't say, Salmish is talking about a Nozir Tomei, and the Bereisi is talking about a Nozir Tahor. Omri, they said back to Malkei, Shon is Nozir and Nozir. He answered the question is clear on Nozir and Nozir. But Petachamor, Kasha, still a Kasha, Petachamor, Petachamor. So it was an issue that he kept quiet, he didn't answer. Flo Yomalev, Flo Midi, he didn't answer anything. Omle said back to Midish Milchabo, did you hear anything about this? About Petach Amor, is it Toyin Sreifa or is it Toyin Kfura? Our Mishnah says only Kfura, and here it says Sreifa. Omle said back to him, yes, Hochi Yomer, this is what Rashesha said. The Kan Besak, Kan Besayer. One is talking about a sack, and one is talking about no, Sar the hair. Rashi said like this, Kan Besak, Hodik Ton Yidlik, you should burn it. Hainu Shorek, Sire Nozir, you wove the hair of the Nozir, who petach amor besak into a sack. Here, dear, if you tell me just to be covered, just to bury it, people come to have a no from it. Since it doesn't disintegrate, so face to face for a long time, so you have to be afraid people dig it up and use it, so therefore the din is you have to burn it. Ma Shane Kane, Khan Besai, that's what the Mishnah says, you could just bury it, it's talking about regular hair, but you did not make it into a sack, so if it's not that thick and hard, therefore, we're not afraid you'll dig it up and use it. It menamu Yosef learned like this. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina. Kan besar. One is talking about a sack that's very hard. There we're afraid you come to have a no from it later. And kan besar, we're not afraid you'll have a no. Here you could just bury it. Rabbi Lozer Omer, kan benozit Torah, kan benozit Tom. Like we said before, that a nozit Torah, they're supposed to burn the hair. Kan benozit Tom, you don't have to burn the hair. Omalais, he asked the question, no matter what, levatol sack beruba, if you put some of the hair into a sack, why don't they say it's bottle beruba? It's not like a nisa klayim. Buy a nisa klayim, it said, that's the okay of the klayim, that the tarub becomes also. Here it's not a shal of klayim, it's a shal of stam. This star is also, so when you sew it into the rest of the beged, it should be bottle in the beged. So Morin says, omarapopa bitsipurta. We're talking about now, you wove it into a design there, so the design is like choshev, it's not bottle. So it's a kashrut, we made it into a design, so because of the design, you can tell it's there, you can see it's not bottle. Elamai, even in the design also, there's other hairs there. But since it's part of the design, that's a double choshev, therefore it's not bottle. Fratigmor is still, sipurta lishlofinu, just pull out the hairs that make this design, and the rest of the beggar will be bottle, become muta. Or maybe Yirmiyah tell you, Yamani Rabbi Yehuda, he goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Yom that he says, that if you want to bury it, if you want to burn it, you're allowed to. Even though it's been on the Srofim, it's been on the Gborim. If you want, you're allowed to burn it. Omulay, he said back, what kind of answer is this? We're talking about now, the question is, why isn't the bottle bereif? Ah, you tell me they made a design out of it. So the question is now, pull out that design. The at mukmas lo kavyuda, you come and ask like kavyuda, what's to do with kontra kavyuda? Here the question is, it should be mutabah no. So my answer is, hoki kamin, that is what I meant to say. In efshalish lo finu mutav, if you could pull the whole thing out, very good. But in love, if you can't pull out the whole thing, then ukma kavyuda. The yom kavyuda holds, in rotsal hachmal atzmal isarif esnik bor mishoi. You can't pull out the whole thing well, that's why it's the loss of bano. Because the mighty can't get all the yisr out. The theory is, one place our Mishnah said you just have to bury it, and here it says you can burn it. So there it said not that you have to burn it. Just it goes according to the Yudish sheet that holds that we hold the Nigaborim, if you want, you have the right to burn it. Then the Mishnah says, Be'eluman and Hanesrof, and into the things that are in Sreifa. Oh, Mama, what we just said before, Chomets, Petesach, Yisar, Chomets, you have to burn. So where it says, Tam lo tanak abu, this Tam tanak abu the Shita. The Yom Rav Yud holds, Ain beer Chomets el Sreifa, and Echnam, he holds, Ain beer Chomets el Sreifa, you turn Sreifa. That's what our Mishnah says. Chomets is minan esrofim. It's only out from leiser. It's toyin sreifa. Truma tmeya ba'orlo. It's more says like keta. What does the Mishnah say ba'orlo? What's fit to eat? Oichlan b'sreifa. Something that's oichlan's food. You should burn. Mashkin. It's not shayach to burn. That's before it's enough to bury it. Chat is soif. But the tiny love of this. Amr Rav Yehuda. Chat is soif. Habo al esofik. Yet len liyama. You have a chat is soif. That the loch was there. It could come even esofik. You don't have to burn it. Just throw it into the Yama, the stream of water that goes through the Beis Hamikdash. Omanat can cut it up every egg into pieces. Verzorkin liyamas and throw it into the Yama. Omizgalgalin, it rolls down. Vochem goes out to Nachal Kitron. Because it's not turned straight, but it's not chopped like Minan Gborim to get rid of it. This is a good enough way to get rid of it. Then the Mishnah says, Kolan Gborim lo yisorfu. Something that's turned kfura, the din is you're not supposed to burn it, even Midrabon, you're not supposed to. My time, what's the reason? Mishum de nigborim ofrenosa. That's the loch, it's something that's osa b'hano. If the din is you're supposed to bury it, so even after you bury it, it still remains osa b'hano. Mashenkin v'nisrofim. If the mitzvah is to burn it, that's the cloud that kivin shenasa mitzvoson, is the isis polka becomes muta b'hano, is ofren muta. The yefri, after you burn it, the ishis become muta b'hano. Therefore, you should not burn the nikborim because people think it becomes mutabanor. It really does not. Now the Gemara says, is that true? The nikborim, no, for us, is true what he's saying. The things are supposed to just be buried. After it becomes into ashes, it's a loss of banor. For a tiny, we don't like this. The dam hanid, the dam itself, it's also banor. O bosra meis, shenifrichu, became very dried out. The mamish crumpled into pieces. Torum becomes torum. So my love, torumumu torum. You see, this just a minan nikborim. And the tumah goes off, becomes mutabanor also. So where it says, loy, tarim v'yasrum, just means the yisr tumah goes off it. But it could be it's the loss of bano. Because there's only minanik borim, so the yisr no never goes off it. Mosir v'apinchas, the Pinchas has a question like this, Mosir v'apinchas. It says, oy la soif, shinismat sadomom, on oy la soif, after you made this rikas adam, you spritz the dam on it. on the Mizbeach, the din is marosav, and it's also the insides and the feathers of it, shalom, is yotzim and emilu. There's no wisdom either on it anymore. So my love isn't the halacha that yotzim and emilu matorim, there's no wisdom on nor either. Even though it's only like minonik borim over here. So still you see, the isa goes off it. Rashi says, Shnis matzah doma min shenasi didi mitzvosoi. Is marov and it's also shalom nikborim ninu. The amina perakam of the yuma, marov and it's also the insides and the feathers of it, v'dishna mizbech ha-pnimi, it's supposed to bury in its own place. So the Havimina was, it's muta bano, Rashi says, the Havimina was to dig it up and to use it. So Mer says, loy, it's only yotzim de mila, but it's still also bano. Now the first question, v'nisrofim de hegdish, offering muta, is it true what you said, that once you burn the kodshim, when it has the mitzvah sreifa, the yesh has become muta, by v'tani, we'll learn like this. Kol ha-nisrofim, anything is supposed to burn, offering muta, the yesh, for the yesh is overtake as muta bano. Chutz excluding me'efer ashera v'efer the hegdish li'elam, and the efer of hegdish is always also. So luchur etakashi here it's mashma. Even after you burn kochim, the efer the yesh is still also bano. Not like we're saying kol nesrof is muta. So that's the lashon lo here. Chutz me'efer ashera v'efer the hegdish li'elam also. It's always also. So first of all, he asked the side question: Omarav who do like kamarav lu? V'toni, how come they don't put the two halachas together of Ate Asher and Hegdish? Mishum the Asher yesh lo betela, because the Yisr hano of the Ate Asher the Avodah Zarah is not forever. If the Goy himself will be mevatlit, the Bittul makes that the Yisr goes off. But the Chavon Kozman belongs to a Goy. If he's mevatlit, breaks it, the Yisr hano goes off it. But Hegdish Mashenko belongs to Hegdish. Ain lo betela lomis, and never becomes muta bano. Even after you burn it, it always remains also bano. Therefore, it sounds like two separate cases. It's a question, Niyu. It says clearly, Eifa Hegdish Gerla Mosso, that the Yeshus of Hegdish is always also. So it's a stira. Here we're saying, Kolanis Rofim is Mutta, because Nasa Mitzvoson, it becomes Mutta Bano. And here it says, even after you burn the Kochim, the Yeshus are still also Bano. So Mer says, Omri Rami Bachomo, Kogoin, Tenofla Deleka, Beyatze Hegdish, Me Alehom. But talking about right now here that this kochim got burned by itself, that a fire stam got caught onto the wood, and the fire burnt up the wood. So here the case is the kivon de lo yabia man lehevi inish de limol, since we don't know any person that did it. So therefore there's no issa mila the leifik offer lechul that the ashes go out lechulim. Therefore this hegdish doesn't go off it. That we say when you burn hegdish, the pshat is the reason why. And because mutabanom, because if you burn it, be a dayim, the pshat is like there's nisa mila on it, and through the yisa mila, the yisa hegdish goes off it. So once the yisa hegdish goes off it, then the yisa ranar also goes off it. But over here, since the yisa mila does not go off it, there's no yisa mila here, therefore the dusha still remains. The Rashi says, Hokhinan, lehevi inish, the limo. The hedlik odom, if a person would burn it here, moral be over this the mila hamasa, the one that burned it. Therefore, v'nofik eifu l'chulim. V'hanach Rashi said, v'tunin treifa, something in the treifa, beloy, even without this the mila, yosof from l'chulim. Why the klisha of dusha sayu? If the kdusha is more kal, v'nifslo became posel, so the psula ha-magdosha, menach nami, over there the pshat, when you burn it, the issa goes off it. That we say here, Eifer Hegdish is also, in some way there's no Issa Mila, that no person was Moil, no Atze Hegdish, that there was no Psul in the Atze Hegdish. So look, it's like this. If we have, like before, the Psul in the Hamakdoshim, Kotchum that became Psul, then the Kedusha is very cow. Therefore, there we say, if you burn it, even without an Issa Mila, the Kedusha goes off. But if you have Atze Hegdish that has a strong Kedusha on it, so the only time we'll go out to Yisra, if somebody burns it and has enough from it, so it'll be a Nisimila. But in a case where the fire comes by itself, there's no person that's small, he doesn't have enough from it, it's not Yisra L'chulim. So then the Yisra Hegdish remains the Yerlam. The word says now, Rav Shemayim says, Kitan Yehom Mastis, the one who learned this Bryce that it says that Yerlam also, but Truma Sadeshin Tanya goes on the parasha of Truma Sadeshin. The Yerlam also always remains also, even though you burnt the yeshes, still on the Mizbech remains also Bano, the Truma Sadeshin. Why? The Tanya, along with this, the Pasuk says, V'somu means Banachas, put it there quite peacefully. V'somu Kuloi, all the yeshes, and V'somu Shlo Yifada, don't spread it out. So Rashi says, "V'somu eitzam mizbech v'somu kulei v'chiv in the toin gnis." Since you have to bury it, it remains also bano. See, even though usually the klali is kolan esrofim becomes muta bano, but over here it's a special gzeras hakosiv by the truma sadeshin. That means what was burnt on the mizbech, we take off the truma. Rashi says, "Kitan yehid yefeg b'shoser b'molei koymit shodeshin." You take the handful of the deshin kamar shakoyin torin b'chol yer. That's an avoid every single day in shachris. The kohen has to take a handful of the yeshes off the mizbech. The Nos of Torah says, "Take that handful of a molei koymit of yeshes and put it eitzla mizbech." But the Gemara says in Yuma, and there it's a special gzeras hakosiv. The some might put it there, mean to say you can't use it. There still remains also bano. So here's a special locho by Truma Sadeshin. But all other Nisrofim, the klal is, when you make the mitzvah sreifa, the yisa goes off it. Like Taisa says, Nisrofim mutarim, v'nichi gasin and Nisrofim offerin mutzah, v'chayin gasin and mitzvah svarim, v'yesh le'asher v'yalimto, yenoktu, eifer hegdish, hogem astishin. That's the klal, that kola Nisrofim, the yofrim becomes mutah. The tarot is, since you do the mitzvah with it, once you do the mitzvah, again, like the Yisro, the Kedusha was only there until you do the mitzvah. But once it comes as man, you did the mitzvah, and if not, then the Kedusha and the Yisro is poka. So Kol HaNisrofim is Muta Bano, but Kol HaNigborim, since there's no mitzvah doing the Chayfetz, that still remains also Bano. So as Pranatana covered before, that things are supposed to be buried, there's a special din with the Rabbonin not to burn it. So you should not come to think it becomes Muta Bano if you burnt it. Hadron Alecha Yesh Bedushim is Beach Aslika Law Mesechta Tamura. Alright, we'll stop here.